Essayist Naomi Lewin spent 10 years in New York City pursuing a career as an opera singer before she decided to make a new life in public radio. When she received a job offer from member station WKYU in Bowling Green, Kentucky, Lewin cheerfully packed her carpet bag and moved. She expected some degree of culture shock, but never dreamed that what she'd missed most would be the food.
Folks in Bowling Green, population just under 50,000, like to boast about, or my favorite Kentucky expression, brag on, having more restaurants per capita than any U.S. city except San Francisco. Trouble is, the countdown in Bowling Green went like this. 5 McDonald's, 4 Burger King, and a Kentucky Fried Chicken in every pear tree, or pot as the case may be. Ethnic food was Taco Bell, plus one Chinese place that did not inspire confidence. It was in a building shaped like a boat, and you had to walk the gangplank to enter. There were some great barbecue places, but woman does not live by barbecue alone, not if she values her arteries. Supermarkets weren't much help. It was hard to imagine that a local specialty, pork brains in milk gravy, was edible, much less palatable. By the way, pork brains in milk gravy comes in pop-top cans, just in case you really need a fix fast. You could get hermetically sealed prosciutto. Alas, the charms of hermetically sealed prosciutto only go so far. Forays to exotic culinary outposts like Louisville and Nashville yielded delicacies like bread, with a crust you could sink your teeth rather than your gums into. Trips back east took on ulterior motives. My sister in Greenwich Village came to understand that the first few hours of any visit would be devoted to foraging for smelly cheese, Italian pastry, and other delicacies whose leftovers would linger in her larder for weeks, and far longer on her hips. Then, slowly, things in Bowling Green began to change. Japanese industry brought a sushi place with a menu all in Japanese. After horrendous tornadoes came a tide of Mexican roofers, followed by a Mexican grocery. During the war in the Balkans, a contingent of Bosnians arrived. They knew how to cook. When an Armenian couple opened a shop full of food from their neck of the planet, it didn't matter that they spoke almost no English. Anyone born in the USA did fine by smiling and pointing. The day Bowling Green got its first Indian restaurant, foodies practically hung out the flags and declared a holiday. There was general rejoicing, somewhat tempered by the fact that the place didn't have a liquor license yet, at all the American taste buds being rescued by immigrants. The founding fathers would no doubt have approved of these aliens aiding and abetting our unalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of garam masala.
Naomi Lewin is host of the weekly program Classics for Kids, produced by member station WGUC in Cincinnati, Ohio.